Trump has hit the ground running.
He signed a lot of executive orders.
But there's something he's overlooking that needs addressed.
Yes.
We need Epstein's client list.
It's been the talk of the town since the town could talk about it. Apparently, since Epstein died, we're supposed to just kind of let it fade out into obscurity.
When I say his client list, like whatever information you have.
It's just like if we can get the MLK files, the JFK files, the RFK files, the Rockford files, the, you know, get the X-Files, we can get fucking Epstein's client list. There's just no excuse. I think with an executive order, that would definitely help initiate any authority the Justice Department would need in order to get obtaining that list and hopefully prosecuting those people.
There's got to be people that were in deep and thick.
Yeah.
With Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Who are still in positions of power.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And influence.
Yeah, Prince Andrew is still part of the royal family, so yes, yes. And I'm calling him out specifically because there's just too many coincidences of people with eyewitness accounts specifically pointing to him. Yes, Prince Andrew, yes. You know, when you're part of the royal family and, you know, Prince's procedure name, people tend to pay attention to shit you do in places you go.
I'm sure some people sign like non-disclosure agreements, like a pilot or something.
As a matter of fact, I think you're right. I think that was on an Epstein documentary back when this all hit the fan. Like, yeah, if you came to his island, and I'm assuming you had to be, you know, at least considered a friend, if not a close acquaintance, someone who would let him do what he's doing. Even if you don't participate, you let it slide or don't say anything. I think he did have them sign some sort of legal agreement.
So those people weren't half of a decent person, a quarter of a decent person, weren't going to say anything.
It kind of makes them seem worse if you think about it. Because it's like, okay, you got good guys, you got bad guys. The bad guys are always going to do bad. That's what makes them the bad guys, unfortunately. But there's two types of good guys. There's the good guys that fight back, and there's the good guys that let shit slide. And I'm willing to say the good guys that let shit slide like that, I induct them into the bad guys. In fact, probably worse than the bad guys because they allow the bad guys to exist and thrive. So, on an issue that should be bipartisan by anybody who seeks justice and transparency, as this current administration constantly reminds people they're all about, where's the executive action?
What's the holdup?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what, you need a marker, a pen? What you need? What you need, bud? I got a number two pencil, if that'll work. Anyway, me and Rob have decided, taking it upon ourselves, put the burden upon us to be the sacrificial lambs in this effort to bring those delinquents to justice, justice for their victims, and most of all, to get to the bottom of that list of new souls that hell will obtain by the time we're through. You got anything to add, Rob?
We're on the war path. We need some of y'all to come with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Torches, pitchforks.
Fatality.
Powers within numbers, and we need your numbers.
Flaming cannonballs. Okay.
Yeah, Molotov cocktails.
We're out of material here.
Okay.
U.S. military weaponry obtained on the black market.
slingshots with cherry bombs. You don't think much of them, but God, they're loud.
You have to have more than that. You can't just say we're live.
A lot of people don't realize I have a co-host, Todd.
Yes.
So he's here today.
I'm picking
that's
up my
the,
own
that's
weight.
That's where the name comes from.
Rob and Todd. Right. That is truly who we're talking about.
When Rob was looking for people, you know, I was just like, should I audition? Should I do this? And he said the name was Rob and Todd. And I was like, wow, how many Todds does he possibly know? I might as well give it a shot. And I nailed it. I nailed the part of Todd.
I did meet the other two Todds, and you're the best by far.
Yeah, I was the last audition, so I got a lot of feedback from people exiting from the audition room, and I think that was very beneficial.
The exit surveys really did.
Yeah. It's like, what was it like? What did he say? What did you say?
We also have Alex Chapman.
Oh, is that your name?
Yeah, that's
mine. It was getting awkward.
Coca-Cola.
All right.
Hey, Coke, if you want to sponsor us.
Gatorade. I got a Gatorade. Because water sucks. It really, really sucks.